Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. It's been over 100 days since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Cyber attacks have been a major part of the war, but so far U.S. companies have not been caught in the crossfire. NPR's Jenna McLaughlin reports U.S. officials are celebrating that success but remain vigilant.
The strategy to defend against Russian cyber attacks during the war in Ukraine is working so far, according to two senior cybersecurity officials, Jen Easterly, the director of DHS's cyber agency CISA, and Chris Inglis, the White House cyber director. They published an op-ed with online trade publication CyberScoop. The Biden administration's strategy, named Shields Up, involves putting U.S. companies on high alert about specific tactics Russian hackers are using or might deploy in retaliation for the West's support of Ukraine. The Russian Foreign Ministry, meanwhile, released a statement threatening to launch cyber attacks if anyone attacked Russian critical infrastructure. Jenna McLaughlin, NPR News.
Speaking in France on the 78th anniversary of D-Day, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley contrasted the Russian invasion of Ukraine with the events of the Second World War. Milley saying the U.S. and its allies will provide what he termed significant support to Ukraine, and he condemned Russia's actions these many years later.
What's happened here is an open, unambiguous act of aggression. It is widely considered to be illegal. It is widely considered to undermine the rules that these dead here at Omaha Beach at the cemetery at Colville-sur-Mer died for. They died for something. They died for that order to be put in place so that we would have a better peace.
Milley spoke on the beaches of Normandy on the anniversary of the landing of nearly 160,000 Allied troops, an event that helped liberate Europe from Nazi occupation. A new climate change record has been broken. That's according to federal scientists. The level of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is the highest it's been in the last 4 million years. Here's NPR's Lauren Sommer.
High on the Mauna Loa volcano in Hawaii, scientists keep tabs on levels of heat-trapping carbon dioxide. In May, it hit the highest level yet. CO2 was just under 421 parts per million, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the Scripps Institution of Oceanography. That level is 50% higher than before the Industrial Revolution. Humans have added around 1.5 trillion tons of carbon to the atmosphere since then, largely from digging up and burning fossil fuels. Scientists warn that continuing this trend is leading to dangerous climate impacts, like more acidic oceans and more lethal heat waves and storms. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has survived a no-confidence vote in Parliament. Johnson has struggled to address revelations he and some members of his staff held booze-fueled parties, essentially flouting restrictions imposed on others during the coronavirus pandemic. Despite 148 votes of no confidence, he secured enough support from his own party to stay in office. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 16 points. The Nasdaq rose 48 points. This is NPR. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has confirmed he will not be attending the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles this week. Deals something of a blow to the event hosted by U.S. President Joe Biden. The decision follows a lengthy dispute about the guest list. López Obrador wanted Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela to be invited, but Washington did not want to include those autocratic governments. The Justice Department has obtained a seizure warrant for two luxury planes tied to Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports it's the latest move by a government task force established after Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
A Justice Department official says the Boeing and Gulfstream jets are valued at over $400 million. The planes were manufactured in the U.S. and flew into Russian airspace following the start of the war. The official says the planes are under active pursuit and are considered tainted assets, but it's not clear when, if ever, American authorities will recover them. The Biden administration is praising private sector partners and foreign counterparts for sharing information with a task force known as Operation Klepto Capture. The unit has seized yachts and millions of dollars in assets across the United States and Europe. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
On what would have been her 101st birthday, the post office says it will issue a commemorative stamp featuring the likeness of former First Lady Nancy Reagan. Current First Lady Jill Biden helped announce the new stamp, which will officially be issued on the former First Lady's birthday, July 6. Nancy Reagan died in 2016 at the age of 94. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.